USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Large investment firm J.P. Morgan says they believe inflation has peaked. In a note to clients, J.P. Morgan noting further confirmation of a peak is expected to go forward along with a drop. The firm citing a downward trend in gas prices over the summer. This as a growing number of banks are offering first-time homebuyers mortgages without large down payments. This comes as mortgage rates hit new highs. However, some critics argue the programs could backfire, similar to what happened during the home foreclosure crisis in the mid-2000s. President Biden spent part of his Monday in Boston at Logan Airport, which has received $50 million in funding from the bipartisan infrastructure law. President Biden addresses recent airline struggles many passengers have faced.
We're going to get more rules in the works to protect airline passengers even further.
The Department of Transportation says major U.S. airlines committed to improving customer service plans earlier this month. They also launched a traveler dashboard for Labor Day weekend so customers could compare airline protections. A benefit concert for Eastern Kentucky flood victims will feature some of the biggest names in country music. Chris Stapleton, Dwight Yoakam, and Tyler Childers are headlining a show called Kentucky Rising. It'll be at Rupp Arena in Lexington on Tuesday, October 11th. A member of the progressive congressional squad is getting slammed for a 9/11 tweet. Democratic Representative Pramila Jayapal of Washington State mourned the lives lost on September 11th, but included the plane's hijackers in her death toll. She deleted the tweet after numerous complaints. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Well-wishers are paying their respects to Queen Elizabeth in Scotland today. Thousands of people followed a procession led by King Charles III to a cathedral in Edinburgh where a service took place. The public can say their goodbyes to the late queen for 24 hours before she's finally laid to rest in London. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is continuing to bus illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities such as Chicago, New York City, and Washington, D.C. Some of the migrants being bused from Texas to Chicago are being housed in a hotel in an Illinois suburb. Mayor of Burr Ridge, Illinois, Gary Grasso, telling Fox News he was told this would not happen.
They are not the problem. They are behaved. There's no issue with them at all. They're looking for school opportunities. We're inquiring as to whether or not they can be employed by our local businesses, if that's an option. We don't even know, frankly, how long they're going to stay.
In a statement, the governor's office claims that the hotel had a prior relationship with Illinois to welcome refugees and asylum seekers. Injuries to some big-time stars are putting a damper on the start of the new NFL season. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott is expected to be out for a while after suffering a thumb injury. Division rival Philadelphia has lost defensive end Derek Barnett to a torn ACL. Week one of the NFL season wraps up Monday night with the Seattle Seahawks hosting the Denver Broncos. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.